The Peel has amazing diversity, both in the environment and in its people. Paddy Creevy searches far and wide to bring the important issues to you with Focus on the Peel.
Always good to see Paddy Creevy today. Pretty in pink, Paddy Creevy.
Oh, thank you. I thought it should be a pink day today, Pete.
Pink day?
Yes, right. Yes. Such beautiful weather. Yeah.
Chair of the Peel Development Commission.
You've got it in one, Pete. Well done for you. Well done to you.
It's Monday, Paddy. Come on, move. Be gentle with me. Paddy, you've brought in another special guest today. Perhaps you can introduce who it is and why he's here.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to introduce Brett Dunn. Now, Brett works at the Development Commission, and he's been the main driver of an important report we're going to talk about. But, Pete, did you know that he does the surf report on your FM station?
I recognise that face anywhere.
That he has, that he's a senior kickboxing instructor. Oh. He's as fit as a flea. Yeah. And he also is a great guy in the Department of Water, but he's been working at the Peel Development Commission for a while, and we've been very glad to have him. And I'm told he's got the perfect voice and face for radio. So, Brett, say hello to the listeners.
Good morning. Thanks very much for that welcome, Paddy. I feel kind of world famous in Mandurah. Thank you for that.
That's legend in your own lunchbox.
Absolutely.
And look, he's going to get his mind off the surf for a while, and he's going to talk to us about horses and the importance of the horse, the equine industry. Mm. Now, Brett, there was a great event at Coolup the other week where the Shire of Murray launched the next stage of their regional equine facility, you know, really looking great out there. But at the same time, the Peel Development Commission was really pleased to launch the equine strategy. And Lisa Baker, who was an equestrian judge and the member for Maylands, was representing Mick Murray, the Minister for Sport and Rec. And she was really excited by the fact that this region had a strategy. Brett, please tell us why it's important we've got this strategy.
That was a fantastic event we went to as yep. well, Paddy. And I think the community turnout and support really speaks volumes for how passionate people are about this industry. And I think what this document does is it gives the industry already had legitimacy. However, it didn't exactly fit into one box. It doesn't have its own box. You know, it's a great pastime recreationally. It's a sport. Something we wager on, we watch, and it's an important economic industry as well. However, it's not within its own niche. And this equine strategy really consolidates all the different niches of equestrian sports, be it racing and non-racing, and puts it into the one strategic document to really try and give a bit of a roadmap on where we see the industry heading, and importantly, really identifying governments or the importance of this industry to government. It puts it on a platform and a pedestal to go, we think the equine industry is very important. It's a part of the Peel culture, and we want to see it develop and expand within this region.
Because, Peter, it was just amazing when people started to quote the figures and say that after mining, this is one of the biggest industries in the region. Well, and there's lots and lots of noughts after the numbers, Brett, aren't there? It's a huge industry.
It is. It's worth $175 million a year in this industry, and responsible for over 1,500 jobs. And that's just in we're just talking the Peel region. So it's an industry which is very diverse because it obviously has the racing and wagering is a major part of it, but also all the recreational pastime, the saddlers, the horseshoe fitters, the blacksmiths, all the different sub-industries all rely on this equine industry being robust and resilient. And this is something that we want to see within the Peel, and as the tide comes in, all the boats rise. We want to see that happen for all factions of the equine industry and all their support services.
Right. And one of the things, Brett, you touched on before, that because I guess, Peter, you know, like we knew there was a pony club and we knew there was a raceway and a paceway and all of that, no one actually pulled all that together and thought, until the Shire of Murray started to point out this is a very important industry, some really great things could be done, then the Commission followed up with this. But you were saying, Brett, to me that one of the problems is we don't actually plan for this. It kind of has been pretty haphazard, I suppose. And now that we're getting a bigger population, if we want this industry to survive, we've got to do a bit of serious planning.
Oh, absolutely. It's been reactively managed as equine development has come about purely through opportunism. That's when it suddenly is considered. as opposed to, you know, taking the opportunity to proactively plan these areas, and not just the actual places where equine activity happens, like your race courses, like your equine reserves, but also your residential areas around that to support those equine assets. You know, we'd like to see proactive planning where you're able to say, look, this is a node of equine activity just here, and we want to plan to be able to have people who own horses living in direct vicinity of these areas. It just makes sense. We plan for urban development, we plan for industrial development the same way. And I think this document is a starting point for government to get serious to be able to plan for equine development in the same fashion.
I take it from what you said that there was a worry about the industry. There was perhaps a deficiency that had it left being just go on as it is, that there might have been some negative impact in. Is that what you're saying, Brett?
Oh, look, I think it's an industry that is subject to some ups and downs, especially with the racing element of it. I think now the industry's changed inherently because horse racing used to be the number one betting spectacle and probably still is. However, there's very stiff competition where you can now basically bet two flies walking up against the wall, which one finishes first. Yep. You can place a money wager on that. So that has changed the dynamic of the industry, and Racing and Wagering WA are working very hard to ensure the regulations around that will change themselves accordingly as well to be able to ensure that especially the race clubs are still able to be financially viable or really what we'd like to see, very profitable.
And I guess, Brett, with any other industry, you've got a long continuum. So, Peter, what we saw at the opening was this lovely little girl on her little white pony, and then you go up the Southwest Highway and you see those beautiful properties with white fences and the really premier horse breeding studs and everything in between. And as Brett pointed out, there's all the attendant industries, the stock feeds, the farriers, all the other things that go with that. And it's also people, as land gets scarcer in the metropolitan area, people still want to be able to have their horses. So from the people you met, because you worked with a lot of people on this, Brett, what impressed you about the group of people you were working with?
I think the equine industry is different to every other or most other industries, and in that if you're involved in it, it's not an industry in which you work, it's an industry in which you live. You have direct connectivity to the work you do. And the animals involved, and I think it's a very, very passionate industry. And a real positive thing is all the local governments which have these equine assets around, maybe the Shire of Serpentine, Gerardale especially, Shire Murray as well, and Shire of Aroona and Boddington, they all have this desire to really see the Peel region grow its equine influence within Western Australia. And the fact that government or local government is very much willing, and it's on their priority list to have this happen and to be able to give the industry as much as it needs to be able to expand, and they want them there, is a real positive step.
And Peter, I think one of the things the Peel Development Commission is really very aware of is that we have to diversify our economy. We've learnt the lesson that we can't just rely on mining that maybe happens here or somewhere else. We've got to have a much more diverse economy. So from what you've gathered in developing this strategy, Brett, where do you think this industry could go in the future if all the planning and all the kind of forward thinking was to come into play?
Well, I think it really, the beauty of the industry is the fact that, again, all the local governments are very keen to be the premier equine destination or regional equine destination in Western Australia, which is very good, which speaks volumes for how connected they are to the industry. I think, again, going back to that, the ability to proactively plan to have equine hubs, like have either racetracks or have big equine assets, training grounds, show grounds, which then have complementary residential development around that, which lends itself to be able to for horse ownership and use of that asset directly. I think those are the kind of planning type steps that can really help the industry expand, because the industry gets a surety from knowing where it's going, and by proactively planning and knowing where the equine industry is going and literally having a roadmap dictating that, stimulates investment and stimulates comfort in being able to put money towards expanding the equine industry.
And Peter, there's such a lot of things that I think already happen in the region that sometimes we don't know about. Like I know, talking to the people in Serpentine, Jarrodale, they already have polo events that would rival, you know, polo in the valley, and they also have the polo cross. And then you go to around Coolup. I could not believe the number of people that came to camp drafting, and these are keeping these great skills, and that's been part of the Australian sort of heritage, if you like. And so there's a lot of, as you said before, a lot of emotion about this industry because the horses are beautiful. We want to make sure they're well looked after. Did you get a sense that there's a growing interest in these horse-related pastimes?
Look, I believe so, but I think the barrier a lot of time to people getting involved with horses is literally having that plot of land in which they could have a horse.
Yes.
The interest is certainly still there, and certainly growing, especially with, as we get these urban areas expanding out to abut to these rural areas, with that population comes more people who will have the opportunity potentially to be able to be involved in horses. You're not going to get it necessarily in the middle of Perth suburbia. However, if you're on the peri-urban type areas, rural land is not far away, and horses and horse assets to be able to take them out and run around aren't far away either. Mm. So it's certainly something, popularity is still there and it's still very much growing.
So it just shows you, Pete, in this region you can have a surf report and you can have an equine report.
Yeah, that's, I've
what
never
more
seen
could
that,
you want?
I've never seen those two words used in the same sentence before. But we look, just finally, Brett, we do live in a world where people are concerned about the welfare of horses from a commercial aspect. Mm. We've seen recently what's happened in the greyhound industry.
Mm.
Is there any sort of data to show the negative impact on that and the equine society, as it were, with people's, I guess, concern about the welfare of exploiting horses?
Oh, look, I haven't seen any, in my research I've done, I haven't seen any real definitive data that would identify a decline in the industry overall.
Yep.
There are, as I said before, things associated with the racing and wagering aspect of it. There are ups and downs. However, I think as far as the premise for keeping horses, for horse trade, horse racing, horse sport and general recreation, everything is still very positive. I think it's just a case of, again, we need to look to the future on where this industry is going and appropriately plan for it, so we don't get potentially stuck in a bit of a trough where the industry starts to decline and suffer a little bit. We want to be able to encourage investment as much as possible and make it a capable type region to be able to expand the equine industry into, because as the urbanisation and expansion of Perth continues, they're going to be looking south to us to pick
sure.
up the slack.
Yeah,
and I think the people that we've been dealing with over this, their regard for the welfare of their animals is very, very high.
Definitely.
Now, look, in any area, like we see those distressing photos from time to time where the RSPCA has had to come in, and I guess what we would be wanting to do in something like this is avoid anything like that. But certainly most of the people, or all the people we've met so far, have that they value their animals for themselves and value the pastimes they can be involved with. So the animal welfare part of it, I think, is very important and it will always be an important consideration.
This can certainly, it can only help, can't it?
Yes. If it's properly regulated like this, it certainly can.
Was that a pun deliberate, by the way, in that last sentence? You said trough. Was that thrown in just for...
We didn't get any swells. Yeah.
We have been throwing a few puns around. We're trying to harness the equine potential of the region. See that?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I'll be here all week.
Don't let him loose, Peter.
I think it's a bit late for that, Ben. He brought him in. You can take him out as well. So, well, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
No, Brett? Just I'd like to sincerely congratulate Brett for the work he's done on this, because he's been a fantastic person working with people and getting this done, and wish him well when he goes back to look after all our very important needs in the Department of Water and
Indeed.
Regulation.
Thanks very much, Paddy. Been a pleasure.
There we go. That's a Focus on the Peel, of course, with Paddy Creevy. And Brett, thank you so much for coming in, and we'll catch you next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you.